Dictation for Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Dehan, D-E-H-A-A-N. October 1961, address as a letter to PACE, P-A-C-E, 953-5801. Dear Sirs at PACE, a follow-up for Mr. Dehan. Renal failure secondary to neurogenic bladder and hypertension has an indwelling folate catheter. Last visit in September. Catheter changed today as it was cloudy. A lot of bladder spasms, no recent infection or bleeding. Wheelchair bounded, chronic lower extremity edema, a smoker, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no open ulcers, claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, chronic cough, sun clear sputum, no hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, prior alcohol abuse, but not for a period of time. Medication list review. Today, blood pressure 135/75, alert oriented sign 3, distant breath sounds from a smoker, no RAL, no wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no gross carotid bruises, minor JVD, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 4 plus edema up to the knees bilateral, stasis changes but no ulcers. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline for a GFR of 56, stage 3. A normal sodium potassium elevated bicarbonate lightly from diuretics versus a smoker, obesity, hypoventilation, and CO2 retention. A normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, high hemoglobin from a smoker, high platelet count, normal white blood cell. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Next number, neurogenic bladder. Next number, indwelling folic catheter. Next number, history of recurrent urinary tract infection, not active at the present time, and no hematuria. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, smoker COPD changes and polycythemia. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, edema multifactorial, no cellulitis. Next number, normal echocardiogram in February 2020. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 5-6 months.